The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, April 23rd. What to know about a historic tax increase President Biden is thinking about, which Americans might have to start paying more, and why. Also, what lawmakers from both sides of the aisle came together to pass in the Senate, and the next step for the sideline Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Plus, SpaceX and NASA getting ready to pull off another first with a launch this morning. New safety concerns for Tesla drivers, and what to expect from the biggest night in Hollywood this weekend. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden is expected to roll out a historic plan to raise taxes on the richest Americans. Reuters and others spoke with sources who previewed the proposal. They say the president wants to increase the top marginal income tax rate from 37% to 39.6%. The plan would also nearly double the capital gains tax to around 40% for people who earn $1 million a year or more. Capital gains are what you make when selling an asset like a stock or a boat. And that would be the highest rate on investment gains since the 1920s. It's reportedly all to pay for the next phase in Biden's plan to reshape the American economy. He calls that proposal the American Family Plan. Reports say it will include $1.5 trillion in new government spending and tax credits meant to fight poverty, lower child care costs, and make pre-K and community college free to everyone. It would also establish a national paid leave program. All that said, none of this is final, since it'll need to go through Congress. And so far, lawmakers have not said much about the new reports. But in the past, Republicans and some moderate Democrats have criticized Biden's plans to raise taxes. They say it would slow economic growth. President Biden is expected to announce details of this plan in his first address to a joint session of Congress next week. And of course, we'll give you a recap right here on The Newsworthy. Several of the world's top leaders are now committed to making some changes to address the climate crisis. At an Earth Day summit, they announced new targets for reducing greenhouse gases. First up, as expected, President Biden said the U.S. would cut emissions by up to 52% by the year 2030 as compared to 2005 levels. That would be the most aggressive American climate effort ever. President Biden also says the U.S. government plans to double the amount of money it offers to developing countries to deal with the same issue. But Biden was not alone. China, who is now the world's biggest greenhouse gas polluter, promised to limit coal consumption. And it renewed its pledge to cut carbon emissions to net zero by 2060. Plus, Canada's prime minister said his country would reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030. Japan's prime minister said his country would go one notch higher, cutting emissions by 46%. The leaders admitted none of this is going to be easy. Just here in the U.S., reports say it'll mean transitioning American power, industry, and transportation to cleaner energy sources. Biden is getting some pushback from top Republicans and the oil and gas industry. They say the president's plan is going to hurt the economy by raising energy prices. Some other nations' leaders are skeptical as well, since in the past, Democratic presidents in the U.S. have made big commitments that get abandoned once a Republican president gets elected later. And for now, none of these commitments are legally binding. Instead, it's all about international pressure to make sure leaders keep their promises. It was a rare moment of bipartisan unity at the nation's capital. The Senate overwhelmingly passed a bill meant to address an uptick in anti-Asian hate crimes. The final vote came down 94-1. If the bill becomes law, it would name a Justice Department official to speed up the review of hate crimes. Local and state law enforcement agencies would have to create hotlines and online portals for reporting hate crimes. And the Attorney General would have to give those departments more guidance about how to do that. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says by passing this bill, senators have sent the message that hate crimes against any group, including the Asian American community, will not be tolerated. A recent analysis by researchers at California State University found anti-Asian hate crimes increased 149% between 2019 and 2020 in 16 of the largest cities in the U.S. Next up, the bill will go to the House. Lawmakers there say they'll take it up next month, and it is expected to pass. If it does, it then goes to President Biden to sign it into law. It's possible the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine could be back in the U.S. market soon. The CDC's vaccine advisors are meeting about it today. And the Washington Post reports they're leaning toward recommending the shot once again. Remember, it was put on hold last week while health officials investigated a possible link to rare but serious blood clots. The pause was also meant to give experts more time to let doctors know what to look out for and how to treat the clots. Well, now officials tell the Post U.S. federal health authorities will probably take the same stance as their counterparts in Europe. Earlier this week, the European Medicines Agency said the J&J vaccine should come with a warning, but no restrictions. The EMA also said the shot's benefits still outweigh the known risks. Remember, 6 people out of 7 million who got the Johnson & Johnson shot in the U.S. reported getting a blood clot, and one of them died. Since then, the CDC director says the government has tracked down a handful of other cases as well. Today, if the committee does say the vaccine pause should be lifted, the CDC and FDA could recommend states bring it back within hours or days. To be continued. More news to know is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If you're looking for your new favorite pair of comfy but cute shoes, that just-right brand new bag, or a stylish-looking face mask, look no further, my friends. Rothy's has you covered. Rothy's is all about style, comfort, and sustainability. As Refinery29 says about Rothy's shoes, they're, quote, equal parts comfortable and chic. And I agree. I'm always throwing on my Rothy's flats, whether it's for a walk around the block or when I'm actually trying to dress nice. And I can feel good about buying from this company because of their customer service and their commitment to minimizing their impact on the planet. Another major bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable. Simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Plus, Rothy's has a range of styles to choose from that come in various colors, prints, and patterns, so you can find your perfect pair. It's no surprise their best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has more than 5,000 near-perfect reviews now. So check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Okay, now back to the news. All eyes on SpaceX this morning. Its rocket is launching a crew of 4 astronauts into space before dawn. 2 are from NASA, 1 from Japan's Aerospace Exploration Agency, and another from the European Space Agency. They're headed to the International Space Station. This is the 3rd crew going to the ISS on a SpaceX mission. But this time, it's making history because it's the first time NASA astronauts are flying in a reused capsule. The astronauts will then spend 6 months in space. NASA says the team will continue experiments to prepare for the future Artemis mission to the moon, and they'll continue research to hopefully help them better understand the Earth's climate. Well, there are new safety concerns about the autopilot feature on Tesla's electric cars. Consumer Reports tested it and now says the autopilot system can be tricked into thinking someone is sitting in the driver's seat, even when that's not the case. The organization strapped a weight to the steering wheel during trials at its test track. It says the vehicle could not tell the difference between the weight and a human driver. So far, Tesla has not commented on that test, but Consumer Reports did it a few days after 2 people were killed in a Tesla crash near Houston, Texas. Local officials say they don't think anyone was sitting in the driver's seat when the crash happened. One of the victims was found in the front passenger seat. The other was in the back. Tesla says it is possible the autopilot function was not even on. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating. But this is just one of at least 2 dozen federal investigations involving Tesla vehicles. Southwest Airlines says it turned a profit for the first time since the global pandemic began. And they're the first major U.S. airline to do it. The company says it made about $116 million in net income for the first quarter. The AP reports the profit was possible in part because of payroll aid from the federal government. The airlines received $64 billion in cash and loans to cover operations and keep workers employed last year. Of course, COVID-19 brought virtually all travel to a screeching halt. Now, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly says he's optimistic things are only going to get better. He points out leisure travel is picking up big time, especially domestically, which is the key market for Southwest. CNBC reports Southwest expects to be flying at about 85% of its normal capacity by this summer. but Southwest rivals are still waiting for a turnaround. American, Delta, and United all reported losses of about $1 billion for the first quarter. Reports say those airlines tend to rely much more on business and international travel, and that kind of travel is still lagging. The biggest night in Hollywood is happening this weekend. We're talking about the 93rd annual Academy Awards. And this year, organizers have worked to put on a show unlike any the fans have seen before. For starters, the main event is taking place at the historic Union Station in Los Angeles. More than 150 movies have been filmed there, like The Dark Knight Rises, Blade Runner, Catch Me If You Can, and Pearl Harbor. There's also no host for the third year in a row. Still, the AP reports presenters and nominees had to go through a quarantine period and get tested for COVID-19 so they can attend in person without needing to wear masks. Some nominees may appear via satellite, but there is no Zoom allowed. All of last year's Best Actor winners, Brad Pitt, Laura Dern, Joaquin Phoenix, and Renee Zellweger, are presenting awards. And it's a record year for diversity. 9 of the 10 acting nominees are people of color. And more women received nods than ever before, including 2 women nominated for Best Director. The Oscars air this Sunday night on ABC. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. If you're not sure what's in your multivitamin, or you haven't gotten into the habit of even taking one because you're just not sure which one to buy, then I have your answer. It's Ritual. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms that your body can actually use. I personally also appreciate that they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. In other words, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule make taking Ritual vitamins super easy. In fact, I've been taking Ritual vitamins for months now. I trust Ritual for before, during, and after my pregnancy. And by the way, Ritual is not just for women. They're now available and specifically developed for men and teens as well. And once you sign up, your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. So get the key nutrients you need with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A nursing student in Boston is making strangers smile through his artwork. Jake Garcia uses oil paints to replicate scenes from nature, especially on the beach. But he doesn't keep the paintings for himself or sell them. Instead, he leaves them in spots around Boston. Garcia told a local magazine he simply hopes to, quote, make someone's day without saying a word. Garcia has been posting photos of his artwork on Twitter and Instagram and shares their locations. He also writes his social media handles on the back of the painting and asks whoever scoops up a piece to snap a picture and tag him in it. Garcia says he would love to see how far each painting could travel and who ends up with each one. He also hopes it inspires other people to do the same, especially since so many of us have been cooped up the last year. He says it's a beautiful thing to go outside, enjoy the sounds, sights, and smells, and just paint what you see. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.